This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Susan St. James, and we met last Sunday at your open house in Montecito. I understand you're a big fan of mine from the McMillan and Wife TV series, but I thought you commenting on how I am still a beautiful woman and you love my sexy bedroom voice was, well, very forward, perhaps inappropriate, and made me feel like a cougar. So I was wondering, are you free for dinner? Call me.
For some reason, my friend Brent thought that there was something in the writing on that piece that wasn't flowing, and it was maybe the cougar comment made him think it was definitely a joke, but I listened to that. I thought she did such an excellent job, and I did an excellent job writing it. I can't remember what he's got to say, but he won't let me forget. He'll put it in writing or something. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. A first in 12 years, 2 weeks in a row, was not here for the live broadcast. Replayed some great programs. One, Arnie Breyer, an attorney, with the formerly mentioned Hatch and Parent, and now is a new law firm that I don't have put to memory. And also the sustainable landscaping guy, Owen Dell. And in fact, that replayed last week while I was still in West Palm Beach. I was in West Palm Beach, Florida for 2 weeks. Hoped to do some caravanning in West Palm Beach to interplay in the Motoring with Mark segment. But boy, I just didn't have time. But had some interesting observations of some of the city traffic and articles in the paper, just like Santa Barbara. They want to put up a big story hotel up on Clematis Street, and people are complaining about it. It's too tall, 10 stories, because there's a they have a 5-story cap on buildings in the Clematis corridor. Clematis is the name of a street. It's not a female body part. And the city commissioners tentatively approved a 10-story high building. And the commissioners, and then while I was there in the 2 weeks, one of the commissioners became the fourth commissioner in 4 years to be thrown off the commission. One guy was receiving bribes. Another guy was, this guy was hammering people to push a project through, calling an old friend of his and leaving a message that was somehow threatening, but something you might say to a dear friend. And this dear friend played the voicemail for some people. He got thrown off. It was drama. You look in Santa Barbara. We had that one guy, a city councilman, who got thrown off that unfortunate department store thing where he was caught doing something, and it was really unfortunate. People like to do things in department stores or steal things, like that famous actress with all the money in the world. She stole, it's not about the money, it's just a little thing that people do. But anyways, a lot of drama in West Palm Beach, and of course drove to Palm Beach, and Clematis Street is the frontage road. Looked a little like Santa Barbara, where Pearl Chase preserved the little green area across from Cabrillo, open space, except for that what is the skateboard park that they put in there. That was a little different. I don't think Pearl Chase would have approved of that. But so Clematis Street has that with private houses across the street rather than all our commercial buildings that we have down there on East Beach and West Beach. They had some private homes and some of them with rooftop decks, reminiscent of what we're doing now in Santa Barbara in the downtown area. And then there was another portion that was more residential, reminded me of the Biltmore area, Channel Drive, and some of the people had their home. There was across the street, you had the frontage road, and then they actually had a little pools or and a pool house across the street. So picture that on Cabrillo Boulevard or Channel Drive, and them being really right on the ocean as they are in Padaro Lane, Carpinteria, and many other areas, but not so much in Santa Barbara, except for the Clark Estate, adjacent to the zoo, and that's a whole nother story. So it was quite exciting to be in West Palm Beach, and I did have this one observation. Did I finish everything? Yeah, so they had a 5-story limit, 5-story cap on the buildings in this beachfront area, but they're going for the 10-story hotel. And I did go into one. My mom lives in this huge, huge condo complex. And the 95% of them are single stories. They have, for some reason, a couple of two stories. And the front doors open out. And I don't know why. And I was in this one neighbor's place, and I walked in and was talking to her. And I go to leave, and I realize that she had a screen door on her front door. Now, everyone in Santa Barbara's front door, they open in. So if you put a screen door, well, it opens out. But how do you put a screen door on a front door that opens out? Did I just confuse you? The front door, you put it on the inside. That's what she did. Thank you. So I didn't confuse you. The front door should open in, so you put a screen door on the outside. She had the screen door on the inside of the house. I was walking out, and I looked at it, and I didn't say anything. She had an adult child who was not was a special needs person, so I thought maybe, you know, she just had to put that there, maybe for some reason. So you know, it was just the only thing she could do. So, but that was a first to see that. But all in all, traffic, people, density. There are so many people. West Palm Beach, maybe 10 miles from Palm Beach. I drove to Palm Beach, as I said, to be on the ocean. But the traffic signals, everything's a little different. And there was this, some of these main streets called Okeechobee. And my mom lives right off Okeechobee, and you take it straight to the beach, maybe 8 miles, 9 miles. And it's just, you know, it's like 8 lanes, 6 lanes at times. And traffic signals, 4 of them hanging in a row across the intersection, and then another 2 for the 2 left-hand turn lanes, and one of them had one on top and then a box of 4, a square below that. So just arrows and all kinds of stuff. So things are moving. Things are moving in West Palm Beach. My brother came down to join us. We took my mom into the hospital for an operation, and she made it. Although I almost killed her. She was in all this pain after the operation. My brother left, and she was in this horrible pain. So what do I think of? Well, let's give you more pain pills. Next day I left, and even the nurse was there that day, so I really can't blame myself. We had the visiting nurse, and she checked her out fine. But the next day, she said, gosh, what do you call the people that help you with physical therapists came in, and my mom complained about this pain. And it had moved, I guess, and we better take you to the hospital. So I leave at 6, 7 in the morning, Friday morning, and 2-3 hours later, she's on her way back to the hospital, has a pulmonary embolism, which could, you know, that's a bubble in your vein. You could go to your brain, give you a stroke, go to your heart, kill you. And it's in her lung, great discomfort. And that was 3-4 days ago. So now she's on blood thinners. She's apparently going to live. And that was after the uterine cancer with the hysterectomy. And the day before that, they decided to give her a angiogram because they didn't like her heart. They thought maybe, you know, she wouldn't survive the anesthesia. So she's been prodded and picked and just unbelievable. 86 and just still with a sense of humor and coming through it like a champion. But it was rough. It was rough. Pulling into Santa Barbara Airport 2:30 on a Friday, my luggage is lost. My friend's picking me up. You got to wait for 20 minutes. I'm stressed out, and then I get the call from my brother. Oh, mom's back in the hospital, pulmonary embolism. And yeah, I thought at that point well, you know, she could be a goner. So you know what? It pays to be young and healthy. And I had to spend $23 for a bottle of liquor at a liquor store. They don't have hard liquor in grocery stores, West Palm Beach, or maybe anywhere in Florida. That was a bummer. And but that was my trip in a nutshell. That's the first segment trip. I think that's all the notes I had. Speaking of flying, the flight attendant that had enough and went berserk on the client. Did you read about that? That was very. I didn't know. I read about that. And some passenger was being unruly and was standing up when she shouldn't be standing up. And then the luggage fell out. It was trying to jam in this luggage up into the overhead bin. And as she was jamming it in, it fell out, hit this flight attendant on the head. She started cursing him out. And then at the end of the flight, He got on the PA system and started cursing her out, grabbed two beers, opened up the emergency chute, and left. And people were actually cheering him. So I started thinking, well, what about with real estate agents and vice versa? To be fair, I'm sure real estate agents have done some unorthodox things that would have irritated a client. But I think the reverse might be more common, is where clients just do very strange things. And you know, when do real estate agents really overreact or do something like that? Not too often. Not too often. I had one experience where I kind of said something at the end of an escrow that I was kind of very hurt by this guy, and you know, in looking back, it was foolish for me to say something and try to be try to win an argument. What's the point of that? But that was my West Palm Beach experience. Now, the program today, we have joining me in the second segment, UCSB economist, forecast director, Peter Rupert, because I was reading the New York Times on the flight back from Florida to California, and there was an article in there about the ending of the Bush tax era and you know, what the options are, and you know, it's going to affect a lot of people and real estate, because a lot of these are related to capital gains, and hey, it might be a motivation for some people. I know this client, he's been thinking about selling off and on now, and he might want to sell this year if his gain, because his gain is going to exceed the $500,000 exemption by maybe $500,000. So if you're going to pay 15% gain on $500,000 versus 20% in 2011, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. 10% of $500,000 is $50,000. So 5%, you could save $25,000. Now, it's not enough to force you to sell, but if you're on the fence. So who knows? This might get me a listing this year. So Peter Rupert will be joining me in the second segment. And then we just have all kinds of, we got some, of course, the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. And then before then, though, I'm going to look back on solds for single family homes and condos year to date through August 6th, 2010, going back to 2003. The numbers year to date, numbers have sold, median price for single-family homes and condos back from 2003, and also the percent of active inventory that's under $1 million from 2006 through 2010. So a lot of good stuff coming up. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, the phone number is still 452-2428 during the live broadcast, or afterwards to get a hold of me, Mark Schneidman, your local realtor. 452-2428 or radioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.